Welcome to the Scare Trap Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of ScareTrack, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard. Very long time.
Quality of the set was amazing.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with the Joy Sequence, Adam Reeves. Now the Joy Sequence, he's created his fantastic attractions in his very own home. He started off in his garage, then moved into the garden, and his next attraction, as he just mentioned in the interview you're about to listen to, he's going into his whole house. Go over to his website now, guys, thejoysequence.com. That's www.thejoysequence.com. And as we're talking about his attractions, click on his awesome videos so you can see exactly what we're talking about. He creates these for the love and the passion, and I really, really do have a lot of respect for that. So, without any further ado, let's take you to the interview with the Joy Sequence here on the Scare Trap Podcast.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
Hi guys and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am here with the Joy Sequence, Adam Reeves. Adam, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's going well. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all, thank you. Not too bad at all. First of all, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I'm a long time listener, so it's quite exciting for me.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, I'll try not to, get too big-headed that I'm chatting to someone who listens. But I want to learn all about the Joy Sequence. Obviously, we followed each other on Twitter for quite a while now. I'm checking out your website here, which is a very lovely, very sexy website, may I add.
Oh, thank you.
I do like a good-looking website. we're going to talk about you and why you sort of entered into this world of immersive attractions in a little bit, but if anyone's listening to the podcast now and they're not entirely sure what exactly is the Joy Sequence, how would you explain it to the listener, to the audience?
Well, this is something that I've actually thought about for a while and tried to put together into a sentence to explain what it is. And after some tweaking around, I have come up with a sentence, which is on my website. So I'm going to do a reading of that.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Joy Sequence is the fusion of storytelling and immersive themed attractions, crafting compelling narratives into experiences that explore themes of the supernatural, paranormal, pseudoscience, folklore, and sinister organizations that take you from the real world and into thrilling live walkthrough and escape room scenarios.
Well, there you go. You know
I
what?
I can't take complete credit for that.
But I always ask that question to nerd of everyone that comes onto the podcast, like, how would you explain your attraction or how would you explain what you do? And never have I have it put so sublimely, the elegance was in its simplicity there. That's a lot to take in one go, but I kind of think I'll get the gist as such. So what if I was to visit you in one of your attractions, what kind of thing, obviously I don't want you to give spoilers away, I know you've got a new attraction coming up, but what kind of stuff have you done in the past?
Well, right, to put that simply, basically you can expect to come to my garage or... Well, it'll develop. So the first one that I did was called...
Yeah, that sounds like you're just inviting people into your garage. Do you have a big van as well? Get in the van.
Oh, I wanted a van for pest control, but I didn't get one. So I started off, it's a funny way to start because most people would expect this kind of thing would start at Halloween time. But for me, this started at Christmas because I had recently got a new house with a garage and I had my family all coming over for Christmas because we usually do it at like my auntie's house or my parents' house. And this year, because I had the new house, everyone decided that they were going to come to mine. It was kind of forced upon me. I didn't even get a choice. And I decided, okay, right, it's a challenge. I'm going to make the best and most entertaining Christmas that you people have ever had.
Nice.
So I thought about what I could do. I thought about how I could make the house interesting, how I could decorate it and make it more of like an experience kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned upon me that I have a garage that's completely empty, that is not being used for anything. So I thought, well, I have to use it. And the October before that, I'd recently gone to Scarefest at Alton Towers. Went through all the mazes, loved it. And it all just sort of came together in my mind that what I should do is recreate a horror experience and use my garage to do it. Okay. And make it Christmas themed, because no one would expect that that Christmas and scary would particularly go hand in hand. I'm sure that you've been to many Christmas horror events.
Yeah,
I think my family.
I was going to say, general public would think that they definitely don't go together. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my family are not the kind of people that would go to scare mazes. My mum especially hates this kind of thing. She won't even go on the ghost train at Blackpool. She really doesn't like anything of this type.
Oh, bless her.
So coming to all these attractions that I've done has been a treat for her. But bless her, she's come to them all. She's nearly walked out of one of them, but she's done it, and I'm proud of her.
fair play, joy experience, mom.
I wonder if she's listening. So the grotto, I started really simple. I laid out with bin bags in my garage a walkthrough. It was going to be an ambient storytelling experience that was based on the Krampus. I don't know if you know about the Krampus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I based it on that, and it very much was just a walk around. There's some spooky music playing, there's a few effects. I had like a fan with streamers on it that touched you in the dark and that kind of thing. It was all very very simple, but a lot of fun to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everyone that came to it loved it. They just weren't expecting it. They were blown away. They were terrified. And I felt competitive in myself that wasn't as good as I can do at all.
Right.
So after that, I decided to make another one that was my own theme and my own story. I wasn't going to have to force it to be Christmas or Krampus.
Yeah.
And I came up with, I don't know how I came up with the idea of it, but I don't know how my brain works, but I come up with these weird ideas, and I came up with pest control.
Mm-hmm.
And pest control was basically, the story was my garage has been taken over by some sort of alien termite.
Okay.
That was eating away at the wood, and it was causing a massive problem. So I called this special organization called Pest Control to come in and deal with the problem. And the way that they dealt with it was four distinct stages. There was fogging, that was stage one, and then zapping, parasitizing, and poisoning. So I'd created the walkthrough for it was another walkthrough, but the difference with this one is that I incorporated actors. I luckily had two friends that really wanted to play a part in it and wanted to dress up and scare people.
Perfect.
Because the grotto didn't have actors, that was very much ambient. So
okay.
I thought, okay, let's step it up. Let's get actors in this one. So I got these boiler suits and sprayed them with neon paint. It wasn't to be a very scary looking one. I wanted it to be quite supernatural and sci-fi-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm checking the video out now on your website. Actually, it looks pretty cool. So, anyone whilst you're listening to this podcast, guys, make sure you go over to the website, thejoysequence.com, and check it out as well.
It's
fun to watch it whilst you're explaining it. Yeah. So sorry to interrupt, but carry on.
No, yeah, because I'm trying to explain the visual of it, but that's really hard. So the best thing to do would probably be to look at it.
Yeah.
If you're not looking at it, then it's basically a boiler suit and gas mask. That's what the pest control people looked like. But they were all covered in acidically neon green and pink paint splatters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Their icon was a big triangle. I decorated my garden with all warning tape and all these like logos and symbols hanging around everywhere, and set up a queue line, and people came and they queued for it. They were buzzing because they knew they liked the grotto, and they thought, wow, what's this going to be? And it was, you'd walk through the garage and it would be separated into these four areas. The fogging would be a thick smoke machine. The zapping would be strobe lighting with electric sound effects, because I couldn't really find a safe way to electrocute all of my family. So I decided to simulate it.
Yeah.
Ease them in. And then parasitizing, and if you don't know what that word means, it's basically, it's something to do with viruses and engineering viruses to go in and attack the pests. basically. Mm-hmm. So that was delivered to you by being sprayed in the face through a canister.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Poisoning. Nice. Sprayed in the face with air, and then poisoning was the liquid getting sprayed in the face with water. So you'd basically just go into my garage in the dark, be sprayed with water and air, and come out. that was my way of entertaining people.
And your family loved it.
They loved it.
Awesome.
I'm nutter.
Yeah, but we're all nutters. That's it. If we were all normal, life would be very boring.
Boring, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. So obviously you've got those two attractions there. You started off with the grotto, and now you've got pest control as well. Is this the plan to sort of just carry on creating new experiences as time goes on?
Well, just to fill in the gaps, after pest control, I did one called Joy, which to skip past it quickly, it was a big magical box. It was a theatrical take on the attraction. And then the Joy was the last one. And I'm currently working on, it's going to happen in about a month, my next one called Guilt Trip. And the way that I'm stepping up from my previous ones is I'm not only going to use my house and garden, I am turning my entire house into the experience.
Wow.
So the moment you walk through the door, even when you go to the toilet, you will be immersed in this story. My partner loves me for this.
I'm sure.
I get away with so much.
Wow, fair play. So you're doing your whole house.
My whole house. Yeah, I'm starting to regret it because I've got a lot to do, but this is what I love doing, so it makes me happy to do it, so
it's your outlet, I guess, isn't
exactly.
it? And it's what makes you happy. And I'm checking out the video to Joy as well as I'm chatting to you on again, all on your website, joysequence.com. It's the looking awesome. You've basically become a home haunter, I think.
Yeah, accidentally.
Without realising it, yeah.
Yeah, because when I was at Blackpool, someone that I knew from Twitter came up to me and said, oh, you're that, you do the home haunts. And it took me a second because I don't necessarily identify home haunting with what I do, but I guess it is.
Yeah, definitely. You're making, you know, it doesn't have to be terrifying and whatnot, but you're making attractions, immersive themed attractions, within your home, in essence, to basically kind of scare people and give them a jump. So yeah, you're definitely one of the few remaining home haunters in the UK.
Cause oh really?
That's home sad. Haunters isn't a big in the US. There's quite a handful of them, but here in the UK, there's very few. You know, a few people might make a few displays in their garden, but other than Lee and Sarah from Faceless Ventures, who actually started with Home Haunts, I know of not very many other people in the UK. There's a couple, I'm sure there is, but I don't know many, especially ones that have these cool videos, and again, your website looking awesome as well. So let's before we talk too much about the next attraction and about, you know, when it is and maybe a few crazy ideas going on in your head for the future, let's talk about the past. What, obviously, you mentioned that you went to Scarefest and you enjoyed that, but have you always enjoyed sort of like being lost in an immersive attraction, or being lost in a theme park, or you know, movies? What's made you want to think outside the box and create these attractions for yourself?
I think in terms of theme parks, I've always, since I can remember, I've loved theme parks. When I was a little kid, I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon all of the time. And I've always loved the idea of basically being immersed in an experience that's not real life.
Yeah.
I guess from birth, I just hated the real world and wanted to find a way to escape it. And when I was young, that was making like parks on games and immersing myself into things on the computer. And I suppose in the back of my mind, I always really wanted to do that in a physical sense.
Yeah.
And when I think back, there are definitely things that I used to do at home with my limited, what my parents would allow me to do.
Of course.
In terms of just your typical stuff, like, you know, like making a den out of duvets, but obviously taking that to the next level in certain ways and making it like an immersive cave instead of it just being a den.
Yeah. I was the same. I used to make Santa's Grotto in my bedroom, yeah. and I used to make ghost trains under my bed.
Yeah, it was all imagination for me. In my head, I was always in some absolute supernatural land, but I always wanted to make it actually like that, and it took a while before I went to theme parks and realized that these kind of experiences actually exist. Yeah. And to tell the truth, until 2018... I hadn't ever been into a horror maze. Scarefest 2018 was the first time I ever went to one. And the first one I went to was Oltonville Mine Tours.
Oh, okay. That is a very immersive style attraction for
sure. Yeah, it was great. Because for my first one, I remember walking in, going through it, being terrified and coming out and thinking, that was excellent. I just escaped the real world there for 3 minutes.
Yes.
And it was great. And my imagination and mind just raced and just thought, well, what else could there be? What stories can you make like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one key thing I find with not only for myself, but other people I chat to on the podcast or people I meet at theme parks or screen parks and immersive theatre. The key word is escapism.
Yeah.
And it does just, like you say, the 3 or 4 minutes you're in an attraction, you are thinking about nothing else but that attraction.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great because people, a lot of people, it's cliche, but it gets people away from the phones and social media and stuff. You actually go into something and pay attention to what's around you. And I love it for that aspect as well.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So you've loved it. You can tell you're a bit, and don't take this the wrong way, a bit of a weirdo like me, you know, making your bedroom a Santa's grotto and all that palaver. And obviously now you're sort of seeing what there is out there regarding Scarefest, and I'm sure in the future you'll visit more attractions and whatnot.
Definitely.
You mentioned to me off air as well that you've visited a few of Faceless Ventures immersive theatre productions as well.
Yes.
How did you sort of come across the Faceless Ventures team and what sort of shows did you see with them?
Well, funnily enough, they came across me.
Check you out.
I know,
eh?
Yeah, check me out. After I'd posted the Joy video, Lee of Faceless Ventures had watched it and contacted me saying he thought it was really cool. And I looked into the attractions that Faceless Ventures do, and I thought they look really cool and I really wanted to go to them. So he invited me to go to Cruelty, which is it's like a take on social media, a theatrical performance on the dangers of social media.
It's the one that we from Scaretrack sort of worked in collaboration with Faceless Ventures, it's great that you got to see that one, especially as you just mentioned a moment ago, when you were saying in these attractions it gets people off their phones. It's quite cool to see how you try and interlock those two worlds together. It's a different one, isn't it? Surreal.
Yeah, a really interesting story to use for this kind of thing. It was really well done as well. It was great. Not only did I go to watch it once, I went to watch it twice in two different cities.
No, super fan. Super fan of Cruelty.
Yeah. And then after that, I went to watch Is There Anybody There?, which is another one of their shows. Mm-hmm. It was in a prison in Newark. We went into the cells and tried to contact the beyond.
And I've done that show. I did that show. The location was perfect but bizarre. Like you say, you did it in a prison, which is going to be terrifying. Prisons are already scary. But we did it under, in a cellar of a punk rock club, which was so bizarre.
Yeah.
But it worked so well. It was so dark. And it's one of those shows, it's more of a family show, but it would terrify anyone. Did it scare you? Were you like, what the hell's going on? I was scared.
Yeah, I was completely on edge throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, even though I make these things and I like going to these things, I am always scared of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the best thing. People ask me all the time, you've done so many scare attractions, do you still get scared? I'm like, well, yeah, because, you know, if you watch, you can watch 100 comedies and still laugh at the comedy.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. So it's great to see. It's great that obviously some people can become, I'm not immune, but slightly desensitized to it. Yeah, yeah. But it's great that you got, you used the word on edge. And that's probably the best way to describe Is There Anybody There? Because it is just a whole, I don't know, 30, 40 minute experience. You're just on the edge thinking, what is going to happen?
Yeah, and your senses are really high because you're aware that something might be somewhere and you're really looking for it and listening for it, and you start to think that you might see something, and oh, yeah, you're totally on edge.
Yeah, definitely. So also, I mean, it's nice that you've got to check out some of Faceless Ventures stuff, especially when I say earlier as well. They are the people who I know created Home Haunts themselves, and that's how they've started. They've gone from Home Haunts, and now they have made themselves into a professional haunt / immersive theatre company. So let's bring it back to you. Is that something that you, talking about the future of the Joy Sequence, is that something you see yourself doing as time progresses, as into the future?
Well, when I finished Joy, I said to myself, right, that's it. I'm not doing another one in my house again. I'm gonna look beyond that, because I'm outgrowing the house and the garage.
Yeah.
And I thought I was not going to do another one at home. But here I am doing another one at home, but this is going to be the last one at home.
Okay, this is the last one.
Four's a nice number, so I'll do four at home, and then I'm going to look to taking one to a venue.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a big incentive for that is there are people on Twitter that have followed me from the beginning that have really wanted to go to one.
Yeah,
it'd be surreal to make one in a venue or a public place and have people that are not my family and friends come to them.
Yes.
And I think it'd be an eye-opening thing to see what other people think. So that's definitely something I'm looking to do, yeah.
Oh, exciting stuff. So basically, guys, watch this space.
Yeah.
awesome. So your next one is, did you say next month?
I've got about 5 weeks of extreme busyness now to get it all ready.
Wow. And what sort of attraction is it in regards to customers / the audience wanting to visit? Is it a friends and family only sort of thing? Is it a invitation? Is it a people buy tickets and visit? Is it a donation? What sort of scenario as such is it regarding your attractions?
So I'd love it to be like an open invitation where anyone could come. But there's kind of two reasons that it can't be that. One is because my house is a very limited space.
Of course.
And two, it's the fact that it's my house.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to be inviting everyone to, yeah, number
no,
two,
not like
something
posting my address on Twitter kind of thing. No, yeah. not quite for me. But I've made quite a few friends on Twitter, people that I don't imagine would come and trash my house.
Cool.
So
yeah.
There'll be a few extra people coming to this one that aren't my friends and family. So it's growing, and it's definitely outgrowing the space that I've got here.
Yeah, but you've got to be careful how it grows, obviously, when you're stood at your house. Yeah, I can understand that. You don't want to be like, buy tickets here, and you have a load of people from the industry just turning up at your doorstep.
And they just cannot fit. Like, there's already going to be a bit of a spoiler, but the first part of the experience will be an induction, and mm-hmm. you're going to go to an induction room where the pre-show will take place. And I'm already sort of planning it that it is going to be a bit of a claustrophobic experience, and I'm using that on purpose because it will be cramped in that room, but just
right,
that room.
Yeah. Makes
so
sense.
I'm getting a little bit worried and starting to, the more people that say, yeah, I'm coming, I'm starting to think I might need to re-strategize how I'm doing that, but I'll make it work, and it'll be interesting either way.
It will be all right on the night. That's what we always say.
Yeah, it'll be fine. All right
on the night, absolutely.
As for tickets, I don't charge them tickets. But in the last one, I did set up a little shop with mm-hmm. some like merch and a little donation box. And my drunk auntie was getting very happy with that donation box, and I wasn't complaining.
Perfect. Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So, great. I mean, it seems like obviously it's something that's close to your heart. It's something that you enjoy doing. It's your outlet to express yourself and the kind of attractions you want to do. And then, like you say, you're outgrowing your house, so you never know what might come for the future of the Joy Sequence. Very exciting stuff. Before we end this, I want to say a huge thank you for coming on to ScareTrack. I really do appreciate it. So thank you for taking time out to come onto here and let us all know about your attractions. But how can people find out more about yourself? How can they see your past attractions and just see everything regarding the Joy Sequence?
So I'd say the main place to see everything archived would be thejoysequence.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I've got all my past attractions. I've got web pages for props that I've made, that kind of thing. But then also, if you want to keep up to date with the things that I post and development of my attractions, then Twitter and Instagram would be the place to go, and they're both at The Joy Sequence.
Perfect. Excellent.
I think that's it. I think that's all I've got.
No, that's perfect. No, that's perfect. That means that anyone listening, head over to your socials now, Instagram and Twitter. We'll put a link in the show notes as well to the website, because like I said earlier, it's a very sexy website. There's lots of good stuff on here. And your video videos are really good as well. It's all quite...
Thank you.
If I didn't know that you were a guy doing this for the love of it in your home, you would look at this and go, this looks like a professional haunt style attraction. So yeah, definitely check
thank
out.
You.
No, absolutely. And you've got a blog post on there as well, so they can keep up to date with a few reviews and stuff you do on that website. But yeah, I think that's a perfect place to wrap it up. So Adam Reeves, The Joy Sequence, thank you very, very much for joining me on the Scare Trap podcast, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you for having me on.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
So there we go, guys. First of all, a huge thank you to The Joy Sequence, Adam Reeves, for coming on to the Scare Trap podcast. What a guy that just has a load of passion for what he does. Like he said, he doesn't charge anyone for it. He does this for the love, the passion, and you can tell he has the passion just by checking out his website. Again, if you didn't go onto it earlier, guys, I do really think that you should go on there, support him, like him on Instagram and Twitter, go on to thejoysequence.com, and his videos are awesome, his logos are great, it all looks so professional, and it is a guy who's basically a home haunter, and I'm happy that he's here in the UK flying for flag for home haunters here in England. I'm so excited to go to his event in April as well to check out my very first experience with The Joy Sequence. So that brings us almost to the end of our episode, guys. A huge thank you for listening, and I hope you're enjoying this big load of content that's been going out over the last few days here on Scare Track. Obviously, we have the podcasts, we have the Coaster Track podcast as well, we have Coaster Track vlogs, there will be some scare cams coming soon, we have our spooky movie reviews, loads of stuff, and of course, you can support us in all the ways on social media. We've got Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook, just search for Scare Track. Head over to our YouTube channel. Please do subscribe on YouTube. It really, really does help us. Give us a little thumbs up or comment. Absolutely anything to help support us. If you want to join us over on our Patreon page, we are doing our usual exclusive monthly episodes for podcast Patreon supporters only. So you get your own exclusive podcast over on our Patreon page. You can get that at patreon.com/scaretrack. One last thing, merchandise, guys. We love seeing you guys out and about in your merch. So if you're wearing your Scare Track stuff, be sure to send us a selfie and we will put it on our story on our Instagram page. We really do love seeing the Scare Track Nation flying the flag with our cool little pumpkin showing off the Scare Track merch. If you haven't got any merch and you want to get some, guys, just head over to our website, scaretrack.co.uk. That's www.scaretrack.co.uk, and you can click the link to go direct to our Smart Effects merch site. Once again, thank you so, so much for listening, and thank you so much for all the support. We sincerely do appreciate it, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.